Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, man in the streets. That's music, activism, news. Pretty much. Chapter 12 and verse 16. And for all of those who are wondering, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, news. As a matter of fact, for those listening to Black on Black Crime, Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com, if you're listening online, definitely feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number, like three other people who are on the line as well. If you're sending in any music or commercials, you can send it in. If nothing else, definitely send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, I just have three quick disclaimers for everybody online. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can call back and press one. So, in other words, it's this easy. I'm going to come to your phone line and see what's on your mind because I really need to know. Before we start things off, I need to let people know one thing and one thing only, and that is if you are looking for home improvement, try Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, violation list repairs, which is very important. Flooring, tile and wood, bath, kitchen, remodel. The number is 216-205-7247 or lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com. LookinggoodHomeImprovement.com. Now, since I'm talking to everybody online, right now, I'm just going to let you know some of the things that you can be involved in, such as Common Sense Radio, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the Instagram of J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. They're even back on the air on Wednesdays at NewsTalkCleveland.com. Also, HHWorkshopRecords.com on Facebook. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes, for hot R&B produced music, even hip-hop flavor too. That's www.3342music.com. You could Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can try the Facebook of Pete Weeks, the R&B producer. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. voiceofradio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Twitter page of Al Porter Jr. 1 or at GrandpaRapper.com. YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. And before I go to the three people on the phone line, I know if I don't do my next thing, I won't get to it. So I need to give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment in our area, those making some major promotions and doing other things. So with that being said, number 10 spot, as we head up to the big number one, number 10 spot, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube, three new songs since last week. Each one has about at least over 200 views. One has almost 500, another one at 300. Number 9, SK Party Bus, which is on the GMS Hood Famous TV, is getting a lot of traction. Number 8, debuting, is the BWA 1-year anniversary. BWA 1-year anniversary. Black Women's Army 1-year anniversary potluck. April 22nd, 2023, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, 4 to 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Come out and meet the women of the Black Women's Army and network and socialize. I think a music video will be filmed. A whole bunch of stuff going on all at the same time. Number 7, debuting, Ajazlam birthday party. That is happening, if I'm not mistaken, on Wednesday. It's a birthday fall through. 4, and it's at the Swerve Grill. 5 to 11 p.m. So it is Aj and Ali. Aj and Ali. Fall through Wednesdays. The assignment is simple. Fall through. $7 drink, food menu. Host Arrogant. Host DJ Chicago. 27040 Cedar Avenue. That's 27040 Cedar Avenue. But Advantage Apartments. Also, let's go and see what could be before that one. Number 6 is the BBCI Night Out, which is happening this coming Wednesday. The thing about it is, like I say, I try to tell people what's going on, and it lets you know that our regularly Black on Black Crime Inc. meeting is canceled. Several members from Black on Black Crime, Inc. have been invited to speak at the Cleveland Ward 7 Democratic Club Crime Prevention Night, Wednesday, April 19, 2023, 6:30 p.m. at the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party Headquarters, 3615 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, feature Miss Pulse Points, will start playing music at 5:30 p.m. with a 50-50 raffle. Jeff Mixon, President, 216-971-7942 or 440-915-8998. Historic night there for a lot of different reasons. Number 5, debuting all 420 activities. Number 4, it was, and moving up, was the Carl Stokes 27th Memorial in his honor, which was yesterday. Legendary first mayor of color. First mayor of color in this area. So we just wanted to let you know that. And that's number 4. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, Free Tiffany Gardner, victim of East Cleveland police, lies. I'll read some of that later on because it's a lot to read. They managed to be on 19 News. That was beautiful. And then number two, moving up, was Facebook Women's March Cleveland's April 15th rally against Walgreens and for reproductive rights medication. That was last Saturday as well. And number one, why wouldn't it be? After all these years since LeBron James left, it was the big parties that are happening. Downtown watch party. You can watch the game on the outside of the Tower City area as well as other places. It was just a big party scene for that first playoff game. Yep, first playoff first since LeBron left, and everything was going on downtown. Now, with that being said, let's go to my first phone caller. See, we get you all in, but just to let you know what's going on, let's go with the 480 area code with the 869 number. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Who are we talking to?
I am Khadija, owner of Khadija's Creations. I do a little bit of everything. That's why I call it Khadija's Creations, which is like creative art, healing art. I'm like a researcher of truth, science, and health. And, I like to do arts and crafts and meditate, yoga, and all that type of stuff to integrate, you know. Basically, I integrate all these things that I love to do and turn it basically into a business, you know. So it just all came naturally, and it's like, you know, it's just basically just came naturally from things that I actually learned how to do a lot of things on my own with the crocheting and sewing and all that. So I kind of like just added it on to my business because I love doing a lot of different things. So
good.
Mhm.
And you learn to do things on your own. That's a deep statement.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, when I was a child, I guess I was bored, and I started doing things like the crocheting. I picked it up. I always wanted to learn how to do it, so I kind of learned it on my own. And then I learned how to do, because I was interested in making clothes, so I kind of learned those crafts on my own. And I wasn't really thinking about it in a business-wise. I just sort of could do it because it was just something that was creative, and I just like to – I'm just a creative person. Plus, at times, I would be bored. But, I got more and more into, just being creative because I guess I would get bored with different, other things, and I just wanted to incorporate my hobbies into something that I love, I love to do, and all that stuff. I just think it's all art, and I'm just into that, and I wanted to teach the kids the art, help them create themselves, help them heal through art, because through art you can, heal and have, be creative, have fun, and learn at the same time, So basically that's what my business is about. I used to go to festivals and set up my table and have kids come and paint, make their own art and craft, or make their own hat, or just make their own jewelry, just get them into interacting with their parents, or the parents can teach their child. You know what I'm saying? It's always been something that I think that's important for the parents to get more involved with the kids' art, and it becomes something you just never know what that might turn into later on in their life. But, you know, I just thought it was fun, and I thought it was a way to get the kids being, you know, using their minds and creativity and stuff like that. So, yeah. So.
Well, I want to say that I appreciate you for always down through the years being that kind of person, getting children involved in art. What else have you done?
Well, I've also volunteered at different rec centers, schools, which I started with my kids and their cousins and their, nieces and stuff like that. Did y'all hear that noise in the background? I'm sorry. I just took me wanting to teach, because I always wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. I love kids, okay? So that's, it kind of started with that, you know, teaching kids how to learn and have fun at the same time. I started with my daughter, like she was valedictorian of Ohio School, because I kind of made it fun for her. I made it fun. I made learning fun. I you know, created ways for her to enjoy learning and, you know, also incorporate the art and all that, how to make her own little jewelry and stuff like that. I was taking the art classes, and I said, maybe I could just start doing this with the kids regularly, you know? So that's how I came up with the idea with me starting with my kids, and then I'm like, they seem to be enjoying it, and they learning so fast. They was involved in art and swimming and all type of activities, because I encouraged them, you know, and she was, you know, fifth highest to graduate in the school system because of that, because I made it fun and incorporated that into, you know, their learning, you know. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's the way that, you know, I can incorporate that into my business, you know, because I love to teach. I love to have fun, and it's an art plus the learn, you know, learning at the same time. It just happened naturally. It's just something that happened, you know, naturally. And my book is called The Torn Veil That Led to the Path of Healing. How I got into the writing. Yeah, I also write. I like to write. And it, basically I like to write how I feel on paper. That's how that all started, was just writing different things down and my ideas and things like that. But basically I wrote the book not to be an author. I just basically wanted to just tell my story so I could help people, because that's what I enjoy doing. Somehow I'm always helping someone, you know, and I felt that if I told my story, that would help me in the process of healing and, you know, going through the trauma that I went through as a child. I thought that I could, you know, if I write my story, I could share my story. Instead of feeling bad about it, just share it and you'll be able to move on and help other people in the same time, because you never know. There was a lot of people that was involved but didn't want to, are afraid to speak about it, or, you know, or afraid to talk about it. And I just wanted them to be able to feel free, you know, because, you know, why hold all that stuff in when you can, I'm sure it's other people that's been through worse. And we all are here to basically help each other, you know what I'm saying, with certain things that, you know, we're supposed to be here to uplift each other, you know. And no one's perfect. We all go through things. And, you know, even though the story was, to me, it felt bad in my heart about it, I wanted to talk about it, because a lot of people don't talk about things because they're afraid what somebody may think, you know. And I wanted to help them understand that maybe they've been through something too, and they're afraid to talk about it. And somebody has to be the one to start this. And plus, I wanted my, I didn't want my kids to, what's the word, repeat. I didn't want to repeat what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I wanted it to be like, we're going to stop this right here. Whatever happened to me, it's not going to happen to nobody else. It's not going to happen to no other kids because I love kids. I love to see them happy. I love to see them free. And that starts by, you know, being encouraging, loving, nurturing, and getting involved. And a lot of that's missing now. I can see that's missing today. Even today, I have people come to me and talk to me about their stories. They feel comfortable with me, you know. So I'm like, okay. At one time, I didn't know what my purpose was, and, you know, I didn't know what it was that I wanted to do because I didn't have no encouragement at that, you know, at young age. So I kind of, like, had to find it. I didn't, you know what I'm saying, by doing other things. And I'm like, okay, this is what I love to do. I love to do this right. And that, you know. And, you know, it was hard for me to understand what it was that I wanted to do. And once I understanding it, I'm like, okay, good, you know. I was everywhere because I love to do everything. That sounds crazy, but it's like, that helped me figure out what type of person that I am, you know. And I just don't think that, you know, me growing up in a religion, I grew up in a religion, so that kind of like, you know, they kind of hindered kids from being creative, being who they are. And I didn't want that for them. I didn't want that, not saying that the religions are bad or anything like that. I just think that sometimes that parents can go a little bit overboard when it comes to that. You know, they can let them be individuals, let them be a kid, let them be creative, let them explore, you know, but just be there to encourage them and discipline them also, teach them, you know. It has to be a balance between it all, you know. So basically, that's what Khadijah's Creations is about.
I appreciate this interview. Mm-hmm. And if you can, let people know how they can get the book and anything else they might need to know or other services, if you can, before we go to our other three phone callers. If you could do that, we'll appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, you can reach me on my Facebook page. It was Khadijah's Creations, but it's no longer that. So you can either go on my Instagram, Khadijah's. Khadijah's / Creations. Or is that a hyphen? Khadijah's Creations. Okay. Or you can go to my Facebook page, inbox me, or my email address. To get in touch with me. I also do cleaning. I've been doing cleaning for years before COVID, all that. So I also do, house cleaning and office cleaning. So,
okay.
So I'm into that too because I want to keep us healthy, you know, and keep us from, you know, getting sick. And that best way is to keep your house clean. Keep your bathroom and clean and things like that. So, so you can get in touch with me through my Instagram or my Facebook page.
Then we appreciate hearing from you, and may you continue to have success. And I will plan on at least bringing you back through, just because.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate this. I was like so nervous.
Usually when you do right, that's when you're the nervous the most, but I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thank you for having me tonight. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
Have a
peace.
Good night.
And this, you too. And this will definitely end up on social media networks. And share back through. Let's go to that was such an uplifting phone call. Let's keep it going with this 216-266 number. 216-266. You're on live. How are you?
I'm holding up as best I can. How are you?
I'm doing the same thing myself. Who are we talking to?
So my name is Natricia Edwards. I'm the aunt of Jordan Edwards. He's my nephew. He was basically, he was tragically killed 2 days ago. And just trying to bring some awareness to the community. There's just a lot of black-on-black crime happening right now with the youth, and it's just really sad. You know, he lost his life really early, and he had a lot of good things going on for himself. You know, he was getting ready to graduate from high school. He worked as a direct support professional, you know, helping people with disabilities. My nephew was an aspiring barber. He wanted to go to barber school and hopefully own his own shop one day. You know, he just had a really lot of good things going on for himself, you know. And just to go to a house party and lose your life, it's very tragic.
I already know nobody expects to lose a life or a person of that age and caliber. And I want to say, number one, my deepest condolences on everybody on our radio programs, our entire staff. We just want to send out our condolences. And I appreciate the family, you know, you all speaking up on his behalf, because the plea that you're making right now is twofold. You're giving us the person behind the name. You're giving us the person behind the name and the story that this was a person who had a lot and was offering and doing a lot to better the community at his young age. So with just that being said, I'm going to ask you, how can people contribute? Is there GoFundMe? How?
So, yes, the family has set up a GoFundMe page for him. Actually, they can just basically type in www.gofundme.com. They can put his name in the search bar. It's Jordan Edwards. That's J-O-R-D-A-N Edwards. There's also a link that they can go to for his GoFundMe page. It's gofund.me/4B599357. And, yeah, so any contributions will be well accepted.
And with that being said, at least everyone out there knows how to use the GoFundMe if you choose and can. And are they having a vigil?
We are actually having a vigil held for him Thursday evening at 5 p.m. You know, so if you want to come out and support, that would be nice.
Okay, and it's Thursday, 5 p.m. Location?
Yeah, it'll be at Castle High School in Maple Heights. It's on Warrensville Center Road. So that's the school that he attended, that he will be graduating from. So it's going to be held there.
Okay. Well, again, just thank you for adding a story, a face behind the
Definitely.
Story.
Need to know, you know, that he was a good kid. You know? He wasn't, you know, a bad kid. He was good, bright, smart, energetic. He just was a joy to be around. And it's just so sad that, you know, he was taken away from us so early, you know. And all of the crime in the city has to stop. It's too much, you know. This is the second person that I've lost to gun violence. And it just has to stop. And, you know, they need some outreach programs that these children and adolescents, youth can get into.
And just by you saying that, if I can just leave off with one thing, when I talked to you all yesterday, you all helped me out so mm-hmm. much, because a lot of times when we do mentorship work or we do things with young people, we don't realize, some of us, include myself, how important it is. And mm-hmm. just you all saying it, I just want to put out there that I thank you, because what you've done is you've caused me to at least feel more empowered that these are more things we have to do or be willing to do, is mentor people. Mm-hmm. Mentor them from Cleveland to East Cleveland to other areas. What we're already doing just needs to be done more and continued. So I thank you all, and I look forward to talking to you all.
Thank you so much for having us on. The family appreciates everything you've done for us. God bless.
No problem. God bless. And let's go to the 216-347 phone number. The 216 with the 347.
Hello. Hello, Al Porter. How you doing today?
I'm holding on pretty well. I am. Talk to me. Who are you first?
Okay, this is Rico Dancing, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. Two things I am concerned about, okay?
Go ahead,
I'm so
Rico.
I'm so happy that the two black representatives from Tennessee get reappointed to their seats, okay?
Right.
And in Akron, Ohio, today.
Oh, yeah.
When they filed not guilty.
Yes.
Now, the jury was all white. It's not one African American was sitting on the jury, okay?
Right.
And also, the attorney general is what? White.
So,
and all the people who get high in these high seats in Ohio, at the attorney general, the lieutenant governor, the governor, all white.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're only going to point who they want to point, okay?
Right.
It's going to be a rally across the country about that.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
They are going to tear up business. They are going to react on the police.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, Al Porter, when we start carrying guns and start shooting them back, they'll stop.
Right.
Okay? And I hate to
I
say
hear
this.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate to say this. When we start shooting them back and telling them, you're not going to keep shooting us. When we start shooting them back, and then they're going to say, oh, this, yeah, you're not going to keep on killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I need you to send me the information about that young man who died.
I sure will.
Okay.
I sure will. No problem.
And, okay? So because I just don't understand these, what's his name? Mitch McConnell and Katie McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to pass the George Floyd Act.
Oh, yeah.
And they would pass the George Floyd Act.
Mm-hmm.
And the guns law in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It would stop some of this.
It would.
Okay.
Thank
and let
you.
And you know, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to run for House of Representatives in D.C.
Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have to say for today.
Thank you so much. That's Rico Dancy, who just called in. congratulations on what you're running for
in
D.C. You're the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, and my staff members waving their hand, so they just sent you what you needed as far as Jordan Edwards and the GoFundMe. So that's just been sent to you and your group. So thank you so much.
Okay.
No problem. I love it when our groups sometimes do certain things. And this infamous shout-out goes to Big Twan. Big Twan, you just called my personal phone line while I'm live on the radio. Big Twan, you earned this infamous shout-out. We'll talk after I'm off the air. Now, let's go to the 216. Okay, I have a couple of phone callers. Before I go to 216-288, we're going to go to 216-727. 216-727, you're on live. How are you?
Hi, everybody out there in radio land. This is Valendalis Brenda A. Former, as my colleagues will call me, Queen B, on Block Talk Radio. How's everybody doing out there today?
Doing excellent, excellent, excellent. Maintaining. How are you doing, Queen B?
All right, all right. I was listening to all the callers and everything, it's praying time, y'all. The praying is out. The praying is out. We got to start praying for each other and do a little better than we're doing. I know when I was coming up, they had summer programs, and it's called the ETA program back in the day, like 45 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every time summer would come, the kids would have a job.
Right.
You know, had a job. Was it 14 years old? They had to be 14 years old or 15. You send them to different sites to do work,
mm-hmm.
and maintain they something until school would start. Number one, it took prayers out of the school. Number two, every 10 generations is different. These kids coming up right now, you can't tell them nothing. Ain't about the blackest, all of them, all these children, all of them, each and every one of them. They hard-headed, they want to listen. You got to obey your parents, mother, father, mother, whatever, who's one got the children, or the couples have these children. I mean, number one, take those games away from them. Take them phones away from them. Whatever privileges you have for them, just start putting them on a little work or whatever, you know. Sign them chores or whatever. Because I know when I was coming, we had to do everything. But no, we didn't have no computers. We didn't have no games. And am I right, Al? I mean, we did the manual way. We did the manual
right.
way. And we made our fun. We made our
right.
fun. And we were just happy. Now, when we got to an argument or fighting and everything, the same exact day, listen to me, y'all, the same exact day, you make up. Now
right.
it's like a game-banging thing, get the guns, the cutting. I mean, it's not fair. We got
right.
to pray, y'all. We got to pray. We got to pray. It's less praying, more talking. We got to pray, you know. And I just came back this weekend with being with my family and everything. And, you know, I had a good time with them and everything. We got to talk about old times and as it was coming up and everything. Sometimes we had money, sometimes we didn't. But when you didn't, you made the fun. Good times as well as the bad times. You know, the Bible says, if you look and be appreciated of the little things, you will get blessed with the multiple things. I don't have my Bible in front of me. I don't know what chapter it's in. But listen, y'all, we look over the little things. And when I start looking, paying attention to the little things, God starts blessing me more and more. You know? We look over the little things. We just put them out of our sight, like a candy bar or a pop or a word search puzzle or something like that. Whatever, get your stress level down. You know, they got these pockets out there. They come in all kind of forms. They come in the ice cream form, the purse form, the phone form, all different sorts and shapes and sizes and stuff. Everybody's stress level is different. Everybody's immune system is different as well. You know, and it's like, you know, we just got to start, like I said, start praying more than you ever did. You know, because prayer changes things. I'm here to tell you, prayer changes things, everybody. I'm going to get on off of here. Thank God for all my colleagues, Al, Ronnie, DJ Rock, Art, Ms. Glass, Major Tap. Swap Gotti, everybody. I love everybody. I don't have a hate heart in my bone. So I'm saying may God bless and keep you guys. Have a blessed evening, a blessed week. Peace out. Don't forget, put God first and everything will be all right. I love everybody. God bless you. Good night.
God bless, and we appreciate. Got three more people to go through on the phone line, so we're going to get you up and out of here and off so we can get to everybody before 10 o'clock. So with that being said, have your thoughts together. 216-288, you're on next. 216-288, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right. So talk to me. What's on your mind? Who are you and all that good stuff?
Father, I just come down here to Blog Talk Radio right now to say be blessed and highly favored on this day and every day. And I hope you have a blessed rest of the day on this day and every day that we are walking on this Christian and lovely and Jesus journey. As you walk out them doors tomorrow, be safe, sound, and hurt, no hurt, harm, or danger. And put down the guns and take the guns to the altar. Take the drugs to the altar. And just talk to Jesus while we need him right now, Lord. We need you. In all days, we need you every day, each and every day. Take it one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time, as we are blessed today. And my name is Dontez Taylor, and I am the person that's in charge of Black on Black Crime Incorporated Families to Family. And we work out here to help our families, work out here to go to court with some of our family people, and everything else and everybody else. And we work out here to do what we got to do, our American dream. Don't forget that we have a big barbecue sale coming on up, and it will be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44100. It's 44110.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct me. And it's Sunday. It's Saturday. Saturday, May 20th, 2023, from 12 until 7 p.m. So come on out. We have vendor booths available, $35. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere. Who's grilling is Cowboy the Backyard Music Man and everything else. We're going to have all kinds of stuff out there. We're going to have rocking it out and everything else. Come on out and get your dinners. Come on out and get your dinners. We're going to have some scrumptious dinners. And we got some homemade cake, some homemade macaroni and cheese to all kinds of stuff. So come out and join us. For more information or to get your dinners, you can call 216-288-5841. Or you can call Cowboy and Monica at 216-538-9501. Or you can call Julia Hector at 216-534-6201. Yes. And don't forget, we have a big old revival coming up. It's the 21st Annual Gospel Vessels Expo 2023 Revival leading up to the Gospel Fest. And this will be none other than it's going to be on Cedar. Yes,
okay.
At Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue. Yes, we have We have some lineups now. We have who's going to be on this, preaching this. Thursday night, June 22nd, we have the House of Refuge Worship Center pastor, Georgette Scott, will be preaching the word that night.
Okay.
Yes. And on Friday, June the 23rd, 2023, it will be none other than Robert. Yes, we have a preacher from Greater New Canaan. They're going to be preaching, though. Yes, we
okay.
do. Yes, we do. Yes. His name is Mark Watts. Mark Watts will be preaching on June 23rd, 2023. Yes, and we have singers. We have singers on the 22nd and the 23rd. We have all kinds of things, and our theme is walking in the light of Jesus Christ each and every day. And we will be having refreshments at this great revival. Yes, we will, and everything else. We're going to have a good time, a great atmosphere, and everything else, and it's a free will offering, too. For more information, you can contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. And don't forget, we're going to finish it off with the 21st Annual Gospel Festival 2023, the anniversary that will be at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 93rd and Kennedy in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104
okay.
on Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. And first program starts at 4. Second program starts at 7:15. We have two groups from Akron, Ohio. We have Major Taps. We have Ernie Harris. And we have the Vision of Angel Pray team. And many, many more groups and solos will be out here. And we're going to rock it out. Yes, we are. And the Backyard Music Man will be there to do the music, too. Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And tickets are $27. And,
okay.
And the last day to get them are May 26, 2023. And then it go up to $37. But if you call me tonight, if you call me by Friday, whoever called me and tell me they heard this on Blog Talk Radio, they can get them for $17
okay.
on Blog Talk Radio. Yes. And we have a presentation, and we are selling, the kitchen will be open to sell dinners, and we have raffle tickets too. For more information, contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can call me. And Julia Hector has tickets, too, at 216-534-6201. Or you can call T&M Bookstore at 216-541-0002. Come on out and get your tickets now. This is going to be a great show. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And we might have the R. McCoy Common Sense Showroom out here where they can do it live. Be there. Be at the place live. And I might try to see if we can get some R. McCoy posters.
Okay.
And autograph signs for all his fame.
Good.
You know,
and I'll go on.
And God bless all of you on Blog Talk Radio. Because Blog Talk Radio is the best radio station out here on Monday night from 9 to 10. We have a great time. We have a great atmosphere. And love everybody. And put the guns down.
let's find out how we can cut off the borders for them bringing in guns and everything else, and see how we can stop these gun shows too. And God bless. And talk to y'all later. And y'all have a nice day, a prosperous day, and God bless everybody on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. Now, that's some information. That's what we say, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, and all the rest of it. Let's go to 216. I only have two more callers to go. 216-471. How are you doing? 216-471, you're on live. I'll take it you just wanted to listen to the program. Going once. 216-471, going twice. 216-471, going thrice. I thank you for calling in. My thing is this. I appreciate you for listening to the rules in the very beginning. You say, what are the rules? Rules were very simple. Hey, if you can't talk, please, you don't have to just hang up. Just go ahead and listen, and you'll go back on hold. So I'm going to go to the 216-412 number, 216-412. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. I cannot complain. I can Dave say I cannot complain. Really, I just look at life for what it is. How are everybody doing? This is Major Taps, a.k.a. Michael Brown Jr., and you already know I go by the full name, Michael Major Taps Brown Jr., so let's get that all correct.
Okay.
So how are everybody doing?
Excellent.
I'm just here to touch base. I haven't been on here for a couple of radio shows. Basically been out here handling major biz, taking care of things, getting things accomplished, you know. Me personally, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of others too, though. I'm proud of myself, though, because I just earned me another degree.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got the degree back in 06 from media school. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that. So a lot of people like try to misread and misunderstand certain things about Major Taps. So here they hear, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, I just earned me another plaque, diploma rather, or flowers, what you would call it. I've been given flowers before. So I got a special Pacific flowers, like a certified flowers when it comes to this audio tech. And I want to thank Media School for that. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell everybody out here, don't let nobody hold you back, belittle you, downplay you. You know, try to put you in situations that, you know what I'm saying, you know that you're above that. Continue achieving. You know what I mean? The average, like, negativity, you know what I'm saying? The devil, rather, as we should call it, will try to send all type of aspects at you, all type of things at you, especially when you're winning. So my thing to everybody out there, the people that's listening, keep winning. Don't let no nonsense, you know what I'm saying, trying to infiltrate, you know what I'm saying, yourself, trying to mess up what you got going on, you know. Continue to grow, you know what I'm saying. Yes, always have respect for others and stuff. Do your best to work things out for people who make amends and stuff like that. Though if, you know what I'm saying, if it's a situation where they just want to be vultures, you know what I mean? Your best thing, me as a man, best thing, walk away. As women, walk away, but also know how to defend yourself. If somebody's coming at you, I'm talking to y'all women. If someone's coming at you, really, you know what I'm saying? Talking about what they're going to do. They on your street, harassing you. They menacing you. Say something about it. Speak on it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, though, make sure you write about it, though. Come right. Because there's too much false propaganda going out here right now. And right now, you understand that we in the book of Revelations. So you're going to see a lot of messed up things in this world that you're not going to believe, though. Yeah, it's happening and stuff. You definitely are in the book of Revelation. So, you know what I mean? It's going to be all type of serpents trying to come at you and stuff, though. But long, besides that, though, I want to, I had an awesome, this book was awesome. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm celebrating, you know what I'm saying, the fact that, you know what I'm saying, I earned me a high honors at a media school. You know, I ain't say much because, you know what I'm saying, real people do real things. Real people don't say too much. They just do it. You know what I mean? I could talk too, but what's the point? It's all about action. Action speaks louder than words. Let's make that clear. Action speaks louder than words. So with that being said, I got a few people that, you know what I'm saying, that's back on board. I ain't going to say too much. But, yeah, you know what I mean? The way we do things around here, you know what I'm saying, is very accurate when it comes to Proprietor Entertainment TV. Well, it's a TV show. It's a show, but, like, it's real life, though. But, yeah, Proprietor Entertainment Music Group. When it comes to Proprietor ENT, we definitely do real things around here and everything. And most definitely ain't nothing sweet around here, though. We do our best to make amends with people and stuff. We don't do things to destroy people. We do things to uplift people and stuff like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, who are out there listening and stuff like that, just whatever you do in life and everything, keep it real. Keep it 100 and everything. Don't try to, you know what I'm saying, come up off of somebody else's, you know what I'm saying, name and stuff like that just to correct your own fame and everything, because it's whack and it's corny, and people see it. So just stop it. Stop. Fact, though, just stop. Because at the end of the day, though, some people that you want to talk bad about and everything, they still winning. And they going to keep winning. And there's nothing that you or anybody else can do about it. Facts, though. So, like I said, though, I earned me honors at media school. And when I mean honors, I mean I'm rocking the media school, the graduation cap with the green rope around my neck. Yeah, brother out here with the crap that he's doing, he's getting an income. So I mean, he's achieving. So I encourage everybody else to do the same. Shout out to media school. Well, definitely shout out to Proprietor ENT. Shout out to BMA. Shout out to the workshop. Shout out to everyone that boxed me and that rock with Magic Taps. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the real love. Not the fake love, the real love. The ones that showing the fake love, y'all know who y'all are. The ones that showing the real love, y'all know who y'all are. And I thank y'all for that. So with that being said, this is Magic Taps. I'm going to have some other, I feel like they got a special announcement to make. Either I want to make it this week or next week. I'm going to wait for it, though. But I got some huge announcements to make when it's coming from Proprietor ENT. So, like I said, everybody keep winning. And, you know what I'm saying, Proprietor ENT going to keep winning. 100. Love.
Peace. And I appreciate that. Thank you all for tuning in. What we'll do is we'll get into the news story by next week. When I say by next week, that's exactly what I mean. We will get into what happened. And when, and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll get into all of that next week, dealing with Tiffany Gardner. Thank you all for your support and for listening. Creator bless. Peace.